I specifically want to talk about that which nobody is really talking about, and it's that of the demonic component. And I'm hoping that you'll hear me out as I share with you what the Lord has put on my heart to share. I'm going to speak very personally, very candidly, and maybe even uncomfortably, but I really believe that the Lord has put it on my heart to do so. I want to begin by arguing that the common denominator with all the school shootings is drugs, and particularly the influence of satanic music. I would submit that young people today are becoming demon-possessed in and through drugs and the medium of music. They go together. In fact, really, music is a drug. Now, I speak as one who was myself, as a teenager, demon-possessed because of the drugs I was taking and the satanic music that I was listening to. Actually, this is my testimony of how I came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I was heavily into music, very much, and was demon-possessed because of it. I would enter into a altered state of consciousness by way of this music that I was listening to. And, of course, the drugs that I was taking was also part of that and a reason for that. But that's how I came to Christ. I, at the age of 19, heard a presentation of the gospel after someone showed me that the groups that I was so into had sold their souls for rock and roll, that it wasn't a gimmick, that it was real. And my eyes were open to the reality that the devil was real. And the conclusion I came to was, if the devil was real, then that meant that Jesus had to be real as well. One of the things that I realized was, and I came to a personal knowledge of the devil before I came to a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ, if that makes any sense. And that's how I came to Christ. Pardon me. What I didn't realize was I was actually worshiping the devil vis-a-vis the satanic music that I was listening to by virtue of the powerful effect that music, like a drug, really, has on the brain. That's a very interesting study for those of you who would be interested. The power of music. I've seen documentaries about how Alzheimer patients and people with dementia, when they listen to music, it really changes everything. When I was actually in high school, my music teacher shared with me about a study they did where they deprived people of music for just 30 days. They almost went crazy. They would not let them listen to any music. They would not let them sing, hum, nothing. And in 30 days, they almost lost their minds because of the deprivation of the music. Back on July 24th of 2000, Newsweek, you can actually go online and get a PDF file of this article. They published an article titled Music on the Mind. And in it, they state that scientists are finding the human brain is pre-wired for music. We probably shouldn't be surprised, right? When we get to heaven, God invented music, and we're going to be worshiping. Talk about a praise and worship in heaven. God pre-wired our brains for music for that reason. It should also come as no surprise that Lucifer, who is the angel of music, would use music in order to get people to worship him. That has been his desire from back when he was cast out of heaven. In Isaiah chapter 14, verses 11 through 15, we're given a description of Lucifer's fall from heaven. And in verse 11, it says, "Your pomp is brought down to Sheol, and the sound of your stringed instruments." He has been referred to, prior to being cast out of heaven, as the worship leader of heaven. In Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13, we're told that Lucifer was created very beautifully, and that the workmanship of his musical instruments were prepared for him on the day that he was created, and then he got lifted up as this worship leader, if you will. Now, why do I point that out? Because, again, the devil has always wanted to be worshipped in the place of God as the God of this world, and music is one of the ways that he does this, and particularly with young people, and it has a lot to do with the development neurologically of the brain in a young person in their teen years. Now, again, if you'll please just hear me out. If you're watching online, please don't stop the video. I really would encourage you to listen to this. I really believe that the enemy does not want for people to hear what I want to share with you today. And I don't want you to take my word for this. I want you to consider the following quotes from many famous rock stars in their own words, where they acknowledge their worship of the devil. I want to start with Little Richard. Quote, "I was directed and commanded by another power, the power of darkness, the power of the devil, Satan. We must realize that there is a force that is fighting against us in this world. The devil was controlling our minds, directing our lives." Jimi Hendrix, quote, "I can explain everything better through music. You hypnotize people, and when you get people at their weakest point, you can preach into the subconscious what we want to say. That's why the name Electric Church flashes in and out." Led Zeppelin, from the song Houses of the Holy. This is a quote from the lyrics from that song. "Let the music be your master. Won't you heed the master's call, O Satan?" Close quote. Tori Amos, quote, "I wanted to marry Lucifer. I don't consider Lucifer an evil force. I feel his presence with his music. I feel like he comes and sits on my piano." Jerry Lee Lewis, quote, "I have the devil in me." David Bowie, quote, "Rock and roll has always been the devil's music. My overriding interest was in Kabbalah and Crowleyism." I want to come back to Crowleyism. "That whole dark and rather fearsome never world of the wrong side of the brain. I'm closer to the golden dawn immersed in Crowley's uniform." Close quote. Hit Parader magazine reported that Bowie would light candles, draw pentagrams on his walls while casting hexes and spells. John Lennon, quote, "I've sold my soul to the devil, but my joy is when you're like possessed, like a medium, you know, I'll be sitting around and it'll come in the middle of the night or at the time when you don't want to do it. That's the exciting part. I don't know who the expletive wrote it. I'm just sitting here and the whole expletive song comes out. So you're like driven and you find yourself over on a piano or a guitar and you put it down because it's been given to you or whatever it is that you tune into. Listen to this, again quoting. The whole Beatle idea was, do what thou willst. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law is a moral utterance found in the Thelemic foundation scripture, which is called the Book of the Law. Do what thou wilt is known as the Law of Thelema. Aleister Crowley, pictured here, taught this law in mentoring many of the most famous rock bands in the history of mankind. The cover of the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles showed a background of, according to Ringo Starr, quote, people we like and admire. Paul McCartney said of Sgt. Pepper's cover, we're going to have photos on the wall of all of our heroes. One of the Beatles' heroes is on the cover of the album, and it's the infamous Satanist, Aleister Crowley. And it's believed that Crowley was Sgt. Pepper himself who taught the band to play. Led Zeppelin. Crowley had a big, that's an understatement, influence on Led Zeppelin as he did on all of these rock bands. Unbeknownst to most, much of the music that people idolize was written and sung by devout followers of Aleister Crowley and his Satanism. And he was a self-proclaimed Satanist. Guitarist Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin is a devout follower of Aleister Crowley, who proclaimed himself as the Beast of 666. In 1971, Led Zeppelin guitarist Jimmy Page bought Crowley's mansion on the shore of Loch Ness, where Crowley practiced his satanic rituals, which, by the way, included human sacrifices. They actually found the remains of young boys there on his property. Guitarist Jimmy Page actually performed Crowley magical rituals during their concerts. Their song, Stairway to Heaven, by the way, the most popular song of all time, bar none. Stairway to Heaven, interesting. It has this reference in Stairway to Heaven to the May Queen. This is the name of a hideous poem written by Aleister Crowley. Page had inscribed in the vinyl of their album Led Zeppelin III, Crowley's famous Do What Thou Wilt, So Meet It Be. Page and Robert Plant claim some of Zeppelin's songs came via occultic automatic handwriting, including their popular Stairway to Heaven. I think it was Rolling Stone magazine. I don't have the actual reference with me today. I do have it archived. Rolling Stone magazine interviewed Robert Plant, who said that they were sitting around there in that mansion of Aleister Crowley's, he and Jimmy Page, and all of a sudden there appeared there a spirit that gave them the words to the song Stairway to Heaven. They took a pen, and it was like something pushed the pen, As they wrote the words to that song, not one word was changed ever. The most popular song ever, Stairway to Heaven. Ozzy Osbourne. He called Aleister Crowley a, quote, phenomenon of his time. He even had a song called Mr. Crowley. Here are some of the lyrics. You fooled all the people with magic. You waited on Satan's call. Mr. Crowley, won't you ride my white horse? Jim Morrison, on the back cover of the Doors 13 album, he and other members of the Doors are shown posing with a bust of Aleister Crowley. Carlos Santana, I'm going to quote him for a reason. I think you'll see why here in a moment. I know it sounds new age, but in my meditation, this entity, which is called Metatron, he said, we want to hook you back to the radio airwave frequency. Pardon me. We want you to reach junior high schools, and universities. Once you reach them, because we are going to connect you with the best artists of the day, then we want you to present them a new menu. Let them know that they are themselves multidimensional spirits with enormous possibilities and opportunities. Does that sound a little bit like the serpent in the garden? We want you to present them with a new form of existence that transcends religion, politics, or the modus operandi of education today. Keith Richards. The devil doesn't bother me. It's that God that expletives me off. There's a demon in me. I've got four or five, and we're all good friends. So I thought I'd just singularize it. It's like, check yourself, and he's still there in me. I've learned how to control him, I guess, and that's what demon is about too. Kurt Cobain, I will get stoned and worship Satan. The title of the Black Sabbath's 1976 two-album compilation is We Sold Our Souls for Rock and Roll. AC/DC, this was, I'm sad to say, my favorite. And I have to say that to this day, when I hear an AC/DC song, it's still captivating to me. It's mesmerizing. It's captivating. And I find myself being, and it's been 35 years since I was, over 35 years since I was born again. I had every single one of their albums and all of the imports that you couldn't even get in the United States of America. They were, bar none, my favorite. And, of course, the one they're most known for is their album titled, appropriately, Highway to Hell. I can still, to this day, not proud of it, recite every single word in that song about being on the highway. When I prayed and got saved, I actually prayed, I don't want to be on the highway to hell. I want to go to heaven. That was my simple, childlike prayer when I got saved. I want to quote Angus Young. He says, quote, by the time we're halfway through the first number, someone else is steering me. I'm just along for the ride. I become possessed when I get on stage. Michael Jackson, quote, it's all of a sudden a magic from somewhere that comes and the Spirit just hits you and you lose control of yourself. I wake up from dreams and go, wow, put this down on paper. Automatic writing. The whole thing is strange. You hear the words. Everything is right there in front of your face. And you say to yourself, I'm sorry, I just didn't write this. It's already there. I feel that somewhere, someplace, it's all been done. And I'm the courier bringing it into the world. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is demon-possessed. By the way, time doesn't permit. I have many in my archives quotes from the likes of Bono, of U2, who unfortunately has successfully deceived Christians into thinking he is one. You know that song, I don't want to give anybody a flashback here, I don't want to give myself a flashback, but I still haven't found what I'm looking for. That is blasphemous. And it is a slap in the face of the Jesus that you and I believe in and follow. He is demon-possessed. And I can't, well anyway, I don't have time. But he's even admitted that they deliberately wanted to deceive Christians with their music. He's got an upside down cross hanging around his neck. I'm sorry. An upside down cross hanging around his neck. And by the way, you know that, this is going to date me, but you know, some of you, that are my age, remember that Blue Oyster Cult band? You know that symbol for the Blue Oyster Cult? It's an upside down question mark. It's questioning the cross. I need to move on here. I only bring up Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys because he is quoted as saying that he hears these voices. And the Warner Brothers Records president, Lenny Waronker, if I'm pronouncing his name right, claims to have encountered at least 5 different entities that use Brian Wilson bodied as their home. Pardon me, there are a lot of different people there, says Waronker. I've met 5 different people. Let me just say this. These voices are demons. I've been following school shootings for, 35 years, basically. And I have, again, in my archives, quotes from these shooters that describe how that they would listen to music and they would hear these demonic voices that told them to kill their parents and kill their classmates and their teachers. And dare I say that the voices in these demonic voices in these songs are what is causing these young people to kill themselves and to cut themselves. One of the shooters, Eric Harris, wrote in graphic detail about unthinkable acts, quoting a line from the Nine Inch Nails song at that time titled Closer. I'm going to put up an image on the screen from this music video, but I want to give you an opportunity. If you want to close your eyes, it is very grievous and it is very blasphemous. It's of a crucifixion of a monkey. It should be noted, by the way, that the nails used in Christ's crucifixion were believed to be 9 inches in length. How does the devil know that? He was there. He was there. And there's a band called 9 Inch Nails that blasphemes yours and my Jesus. In a People magazine article dated February 6, 1995, Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails was quoted as saying, and I'm quoting now, "If you think I worship Satan because of something you see in the closer video," referring to this crucifixion of a monkey, "great." Last week, my 19-year-old son Elias had me listen to a song on YouTube by a famous rapper named Kendrick Lamar titled, of all things, "Pray For Me." Oh, doesn't that sound nice? "Pray For Me." This is not a Christian rapper, so you understand. I never heard of this guy. Apparently, he's big. As of this morning, this video had over 18 million views after being posted just 17 days ago. Yesterday, when I was talking with Elias, he said, go back and check, because it was 15 million on Friday. He says, it's probably a couple more million now. And he was right. It was 17 million. I checked this morning. It's going to be 18 million. By the time I get home tonight, probably 19 million views. And it was posted 16, 17 days ago. You see them on the screen, and I want to explain this, but I want you to listen carefully to these lyrics from this song, okay? It's a rap song, so. "Mass destruction, and mass corruption. Their souls are suffering men, clutching on deaf ears again. Rapture is coming. It's all prophecy. And if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta be. Pray for me." I was telling my son, I said, you know, because he was commenting very insightfully, I might add, that isn't it interesting that these famous musicians know this? I mean, how do they know about the rapture? Oh. Isn't it interesting that they have a monkey on a cross and there's they don't blaspheme Buddha or Muhammad? Have you ever noticed how it is? Bear with me. Have you ever noticed how it is that nobody ever takes the name of Muhammad in vain? Oh, Muhammad! Whoa, never heard that before. Oh, Buddha! No. Why? Well, you know the answer. Because they're not God. Jesus is God. It's the name of Jesus. And there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. The name of Jesus. At the mention of that name, demons tremble. In the Word this morning when I got up, I came across where Jesus said that, you know, the demons believe. I mean, the demons believe in God. But when you say the name of Jesus, what if I told you that the devil knows the Bible better than you do? Would you believe me? Would you believe that the devil knows the Bible better than any pastor does, myself included? Let me take it a step further. The devil knows Bible prophecy better than any of us do. Rapture's coming. It's all prophecy. It reminds me in the book of Revelation where we're told that in chapter 12 that Satan knows he hath but a short time. Isn't it interesting that the devil has an urgency, knowing the time is short? that the rapture's coming, that prophecy's being fulfilled. Would to God that we as Christians would take this as seriously as the devil and his demons do. Would to God that we would have the same urgency that the devil does. He knows there's no more time left. Do we?